Exactly. So, the last ever Top of the Pops is this Sunday.
Yes.
On BBC Two, the countdown is on. It's going to be a mega show with Jim Will Fix It.
Yeah.
A Hairy Cornflake.
Are these all confirmed?
Yep.
So Jimmy Savile.
Right.
Jimmy
Savile. Dave Lee Travis.
Gary Davis.
No. Tony Blackburn.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Sharp.
Woo woo.
Yeah. And then a collection of kind of like the current-ish kind of... Reggie's going to be on. And they're going to have, like, some classic performances and little montages and stuff. But I can't wait to see Jimmy Savile on Top of the Pops.
And is it half an hour or an hour?
It's an hour.
Good.
And then later in the night on BBC Two, they're going to have the history of Top of the Pops, which is 42 years it's been running. I think it's going to be massive. Now, here's something that I need to double-check my facts, but off the top of my head, I think the Beatles were number one on the first ever Top of the Pops. And the current number one is McFly. So you've got a four-piece boy band,
mm-hmm.
the Beatles, and a four-piece boy band, McFly. Now, wouldn't that be great if McFly were number one for the last ever Top of the Pops?
Hang on a minute. 42 years minus now.
Well, why don't you just type in first ever Top of the Pops number one or something like that? Yeah. That might be a lot easier for you. But wouldn't that be great?
Internet.
Because then you'd have a four-piece British boy band who played their own instruments, were number one on the first ever Top of the Pops, and then the last ever Top of the Pops, 42 years later, was a four-piece British boy band that played their own instruments, Rachel. Isn't that great?
That'd be great.
Rather than Christina Aguilera.
Possibly, yes.
Yeah, I think that'd be brilliant. Which means then everybody has to go out and buy the McFly record. But am I right in saying that it's also the Comet Relief record?
Yes.
So it also gives money to charity.
Yes.
Relief,
so
yeah.
Not only are you giving something back, but you're also creating a nice, tidy piece of history.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I say.
And that'd be nice to be a part of history.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
Dave is currently just doing his research. We could be here for a long time.
Hang on.
What have you typed in?
The first show.
Right. What, the first ever Top of the Pops show?
Mm-hmm.
There's a great Top of the Pops website, by the way.
It began in 1964.
Right.
Jimmy Savile.
Yes, 42 years ago.
Featured... Blah, 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 blah.
We don't do our research before, eh?
Yeah.
And...
Yes, Dave?
The Beatles with I Want to Hold Your Hand, that week's number one.
See? Yes, I'm right! So then, 42 years later, it would be great if McFly were number one.
Said that.
Yeah. So you see, but you see the connection.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. Four-piece British boy band who play their own instruments.
I Want to Hold Your Hand.
By the Beatles.
Yeah. And what's McFly's single?
It's a cover of Queen.
Yeah, but...
Shame it's not a Beatles cover.
Yeah, but the other side...
is Please Please Me.
Right. And the Beatles had a hit with... Please Please Me. No, McFly is Please Please Please, isn't it? But still, there's a connection, albeit tenuous.
Mm.
No, shut up, Rach, I'm
and
telling
you.
And
I think McFly might have been to Liverpool once. And the Beatles.
No one's
Liverpool.
Interested in these, like, tenuous musical connections.
Someone's just texting going, McFly are number one, you fat dump DJ. Well, yeah, but hang on. Top of the Pops, the last one goes out on Sunday. The new chart is on Sunday, so they might not be number one by the time the new show goes out. So shove it up your bottom, you
ignorant texter.
Who cares
about these stupid links between one band and another?
It's got a minute
Dave,
Dave.
Do you not think that's interesting, though? That's like a tenuous link between bands.
It's so boring.
I can take you from the Beatles to McFly through a whole list of tenuous links.
No one cares.
But then we could play McFly.
It wouldn't work.
Some people would say that.
Anyway, the last one is Sunday night. Remember we used to have a Top of the Pops quiz machine?